CSX.
It is a little before 6 o'clock. Aaron, I was seeing you this morning because I heard a story, and I remember you telling this on the air about a month ago. We're talking about you used to collect the Happy Meal toys, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's a list out about their collectible items now. I just wanted to touch and how much they're worth. These are individual Beanie Babies Happy Meal toys.
Uh-oh, I might be quitting my job.
Walk me through this. Okay. Teeny Beanie Boos?
Yeah, the Teeny Beanie Babies. The little tiny ones.
Teeny Beanie Boos. B-O-O-S, like for they were ghost ones.
Yes.
$441 each.
Don't know if I have those.
Underwater Monsters? Robots? Power Rangers, Inspector Gadget, Fraggle Rock. Do you have any of those?
I have Fraggle Rock and Inspector Gadget.
Okay, Inspector Gadget, $348 each. Fraggle Rock, $294 each.
Uh-oh.
Mario, 101 Dalmatians, Snoopy, and Furby. Any
I have the Furbies.
$120 each.
Wow.
For a Happy Meal toy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Was that a thing? I do remember, like, there was a period where people would go and, like, you'd rush the McDonald's to go get them.
Especially the little teeny beanie babies, because they had an Aaron Bear, which was a little tiny green one with a shamrock on it.
That's the one you bought?
No, I drove over to like 16 different McDonald's trying to find that stupid bear.
Did you ever get one?
I have 4 of them now. In the packages.
How many Happy Meals did you buy then?
I don't know. Riley ate a lot of Happy Meals.
It's like, you want some fries? Come on, fries, mother. CSX Big Jim's House 610. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Well, it was JD Martinez's first game against the Tigers since they traded him last July, and he wasn't playing at the plate. He helped his Red Sox win the first of a 3-game set 6-0 last night at Fenway. In his first at bat, in the first inning against righty Artie Lewicki, he hit a 91-mile-an-hour fastball 431 feet over the Green Monster in left center field. Was his Major League best 20th home run of the season, put the Red Sox up 2-0, and it just continued to get worse from there.
It is crazy. Someone, you think about the players we've seen recently that used to be with the Tigers. If you go between Verlander and Justin Upton and JD Martinez, you'll make yourself nuts thinking about that. What could have been?
What could have been, but then again, I always think, too, like some players just fit in better other places.
Like Pete Rose at a casino.
MLB draft is still underway. Monday, the Tigers took a pitcher. Went a different direction yesterday. To start third round, Tigers selected University of Texas second baseman Cody Clemens. Yes, the son of legendary pitcher Roger Clemens.
Nice.
Tonight, the NBA playoffs resume. Game 3 of the Warriors-Cavs. Golden State leads that series 2-1, 9 p.m. start. And Tino Santana is back picking the ponies, which means you can win tickets to Star Wars The Power of Costumes at the Detroit Institute of Arts. All they need to do, really easy, text the keyword Tito, that's T-I-T-O, to 248-398-9279. We will send his Belmont Steaks picks right to your phone. If you beat or tie, you could win. Really simple. Tito, T-I-T-O.
There you go. My favorite tweet about the whole J.R. Smith thing with Game 3, mm-hmm. Someone put up like, it was J.R. Smith and LeBron have a conversation. LeBron, yeah, J.R. LeBron, yeah, J.R. We're down 21 points in Game 2. Yeah, I know. And then like 10-second pause. I just wanted you to know I know the score. It's like, oof. They were chanting MVP for him, Game 2, the Warriors fans.
Well, that's what happens when you don't pay attention. You think the score is up and you dribble back to center court, not realizing that you're...
Well, they also had a timeout left, and the coach didn't call timeout.
Yeah, it was just a big disaster all the way around. Wreck.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 621. Aaron's so excited this morning, so you know, Ryan, but when you walk in, it's a magical day for Aaron V this morning. She's got bacon stuck in her teeth.
Just had an egg cracker, and it has those
little bacon bits
little
that are
bacon
real bacon.
Bits,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
I can't get it out, and so I'm just like...
Leave it. That's magical, man, to be able to suck on bacon all morning. Don't mess with that. Are you crazy?
I just want to go brush my teeth.
No, you've got the magic bacon piece in your mouth. That's fantastic. If they can make like you know, the gum line things, the taste that were just bacon, I'd slam one of those in my mouth every morning. Oh, sit here all morning like...
Oh, the things that clean your teeth?
Oh, yeah, like Visalign bacon flavored on a minute.
I think you just came up with an idea.
Yeah. Listerine bacon strips.
My ideas do so well on TV. Listerine bacon strips. There you go. You know what? We'll have to do this in the future! Because apparently, according to 2/3 of Big Jim's House, time travel's real.
It is.
Uh-huh. Ryan, every time we get a time travel story, what happens? Ryan runs down the hallway at 800 miles an hour. Immediately comes and tells us. Is that true?
Yeah.
It's true.
got excited when I saw this guy.
He was like, dudes. Aaron's got bacon in her teeth. Oh, no, wait. So this one is from Australia again?
They're claiming, we all think it's Australian accent, but they're claiming it's a British accent.
Okay, so this is video of them interviewing the time traveler.
Now this, yeah, the people who are interviewing them have a paranormal YouTube channel. So they do all this kind of stuff, investigate ghosts, investigate aliens, and they happen to run across
right. Okay.
I have to hear this, though.
Here we go. Here's them interviewing the time traveler, right?
Alien time traveler.
Alien from a different planet. Oh, well.
He said he's from a different... Now, that's stretching it.
Right.
You'll hear.
Okay.
Here we go.
The first question is, are you an actual time traveler?
Yes, I am an actual time traveler.
All right, so the lie detector says that you are telling the truth. In the first interview with you, you said you have a time machine. First off, where is it?
Well, I can't tell you that.
So it's actually being hidden somewhere on Earth right now?
Yes, it is being hidden.
Are you from the year 6491?
Yes. I mean, in a word, yes. And I'll say that because where I'm from, the years are longer because my planet is further away from the sun than yours is, so it just takes longer to get around.
Right.
Okay.
One, it is a British accent. It is not Australian, it's British.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure lie detectors don't have a correct bell. Are you from the future?
That was a just spaceship? A video.
Have you ever had relations with another alien? Like, come on, man. There's no way.
Now that I watch it more, there are some holes in it. Like,
that one's not as believable as the other one.
But that other guy was also... Only, I could be a time traveler in 2 years from now also, that guy. He was like from 2021. That doesn't count.
Okay.
It'd be from a real time
traveler. So you guys believe time travel is a thing right now? Oh, are there time travelers coming here?
I think there already has been, and there has been for a long time.
Right.
No, seriously.
You can't just, wait a minute. I'll see if Aaron's true on this. Well, there's the truth bell that all time travelers have.
The weirdest thing was the only thing fishy about it was Robert De Niro was giving the lie detector test.
It was sound a little okay. One more time.
Wait, the first question.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Oh, meet the Fockers. I thought that was going to be a good joke. Dang.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't get that one right.
Don't worry about it. We'll go back and edit this. No one will hear that stupid joke. You'll be fine. He's so proud of it, too. I'm sorry.
The first question is, are you an actual time traveler?
Yes, I am an actual time traveler.
All right, so the lie detector says that you are telling the truth. In the first interview with you, you said you have a time machine. First off, where is it?
Well, I can't tell you that.
So it's actually being hidden somewhere on Earth right now?
Yes, it is being hidden.
Are you from the year 6491?
Yes. I mean, in a word, yes. And I'll say that because where I'm from, the years are longer because the my years planet are is further away from the sun than yours is, so it just takes longer to get around.
And the name of your planet is full of crap. Just so you know, it's the name of the planet. Really, Ryan? That's the one, huh?
I will admit there are a few editing issues. I from being a video guy, there's a few. I mean, you can hear how he says 6021. That's definitely not the guy asking the question who says 6021. It's like a robotic voice.
It took you 3 listens to figure that out. Hey, Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
I am fine, thank you.
Do you guys want to hear more jokes about Robert De Niro? It works. Damn it. CSX, Big Jim's house, 636, 49 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, who may be from the future. We don't know. We were talking earlier about this time traveler dude, and we have this actually posted for you. We'll text it if you want to see the video and more about this story. The keyword is...
Travel.
Yeah, or kooky. Here's a little bit of the audio.
The first question is, are you an actual time traveler?
Yes, I am an actual time traveler.
All right, so the lie detector says that you are telling the truth.
Well, the lie detector had a bell, so there you go. And then, God bless you, our producer Ryan, he worked so hard on this joke. I feel so bad for him. He said the only problem was Robert De Niro was given the lie detector test.
And neither of us got it. He had to explain that it was from the film Meet the Fockers.
And all you can hear is this. But Ryan, we want you to know there's support. There are people reaching out to support you, to lift you up on angels' wings. like Heater from New York City.
He just won the internet. He says, Ryan, go back in time and tell Ryan they won't get the De Niro joke.
Get your time travel, Fredica, whatever you do, man. Don't make that Meet the Fockers reference. You're going to be just... Well played, Heater. Sex, Big Jim's house, 646, 49 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're in the studio right now discussing the hard-hitting issues of America. Have you ever tried to karate chop a piece of wood?
Yes.
We all have, right?
Everyone, I think, has.
Everyone. I mean, when you're, I still, as an adult, if I'm at Home Depot and one's leaning right, I'm thinking to myself, I could totally do it. And you even make that little kung fu fist like this, you know?
Well, after Karate Kid came out with Ralph Macchio, everybody was walking around wax on, whack off, doing the crane kick.
It's wax on, wax off.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
The crane kick part, you know, I know that part, and I know the whole sweep the leg, Johnny.
Did you ever try to, well, okay, the reason I mention this dude had a, got in a fight with a piece of wood. It's a karate chop fail. Listen closely. He tries to break it, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times.
Ready when you,
Nope. We'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, would be
fail.
But we all did it. And when you look at the video, you can tell what the guy did wrong right away.
And what was that?
He didn't put weights on the end of it. So the board just bent. He put it on like a forklift and just put the piece of wood between there. And it just bounced every time he hit it. But he kept trying to break it.
Well, yeah, there's some physics involved with that whole thing.
We used to play Thunderfoot or Iron Fist. You could either kick or punch, but you couldn't do both. Matt Hinkle and I, this is a true story, 6 years old, would stand on his front lawn and we would kick or punch each other, but you could choose. You were either going to be Thunderfoot or Iron Fist, and that was the rule.
So one of you could kick and one of you could punch.
Yeah, and we would beat the crap out of each other.
Gee, that's a great friendship you had.
And my cousin Connie, who's 2 weeks older than me, she came over one time, and Matt Hinkle didn't see her, and he goes, Thunderfoot, and he kicked her. Now, six-year-old girl versus six-year-old boy, she beat the hell out of him. Feet, hands. I'm pretty sure she hit him with a brick. She threw the car on him.
Was she doing the whole flailing arm
she
thing?
Went. Exactly. That's it. That's it. And we stood there. And I remember being a good friend of my buddy, Matt Hinkle. You know what I did? I left. I just left him there on the front lawn getting a hell beat out of him by my cousin Connie.
I would too.
You can't stop a six-year-old girl with Thunderfoot. Everyone knows that. Duh. CSX, Big Jim's house, 657, 49 degrees. We were talking a couple minutes ago about this guy who tried to do the karate chop on a piece of wood, and it didn't work for him very well. He actually tried four times.
Ready when you...
No.
Why do people have to make the noises, though, when they do it?
Because it's karate. You have to. You got to...
Who was that tennis player that used to make all that noise all the time? It was like, was it Monica Seles?
Monica Seles, a bunch of them, yeah. So these people, though, we were talking about it. We'll text you the video. The keyword, of course, is...
Fail!
And Aaron made a very astute observation when we were talking about this and comparing it to some of the classic movies, how we all wanted to do this.
Everybody was walking around, wax on, whack off, doing the crane kick.
It's wax on, wax off.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
Danielson! Daniel son! No! Daniel son! No! No!
Everybody was walking around, wax on, whack off, doing the crane kick.
It's wax on, wax off.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Daniel LaRusso is banned from this tournament.
Hey, I knew what I meant.
I know that. Yeah. You're funny as hell, though.
It's a whole new meaning to sweep the leg, Johnny.
It's really it. No mercy. No look. No talk about.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
708, 49 degrees, and boy, has this hit a nerve all around the country. An obit.
Yep.
Now, we're gonna read it to you, but the question we're going to throw out to you is, should the newspaper have published this? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You can call or text or join the conversation like almost 100 people already done on the Big Jim's House Facebook page. Let's go ahead and read the whole thing the first time so people can kind of check it out.
Okay. This obituary was published in Minnesota. and shows the disgust for a recently deceased 80-year-old woman. Her name is Kathleen Demau. She was born on March 19, 1938 to Joseph and Gertrude Shunk of Wabasso. She married Dennis Demlow at St. Anne's in Wabasso in 1957 and had two children, Gina and Jay.
Okay, now hold on. So far, normal obit, right?
Yep.
You're like, okay, it's an obit. So what?
Yep. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle, and moved to California.
All right, the wheels are starting to come off.
She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Shunk. She passed away on May 31st in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
Damn. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The question again, though. Should the newspaper have published this? It's an obit, but after a while it becomes sort of a personal thing, right? I mean,
it's scathing, to say the least.
Gina and Jay are saying that what happened went down. Would you publish it?
Well, you kind of have to, don't you?
I don't think so. It's private business, right? I mean, you're not, you have to take people's money and publish obits?
I don't know how that works, to be honest. I don't know how obituary publishing works. I don't know if you just send it in and they put it in there, or
I kind of think so, but I mean, there has to be someone reads this and goes, wow, this is pretty heavy duty. I mean, again, we'll text it to you if you want to check it out. The keyword is
WWYD.
But what would you do? And you're talking about something that went down 60 years ago, 50 years ago, and they're still there. I guess the other question is, you know, do you have a right? It's your mom, kind of. Who abandoned you when you were a kid, when you were five, and they're still angry about it. Angry enough to do that to her after she's gone.
I believe everyone deserves respect and dignity when they die, regardless of what they did.
So they shouldn't have published it.
If it was my newspaper, I wouldn't have put that in there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of, honestly, I'm with you on this one. There should have been some little bit of common sense, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Should the newspaper publish this obit? It is horrifying. We'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, is
WWYD.
Or call 248-398-WCSX. CSX, Big Jim's House, 720. Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan. We're talking about this obit, this death notice thing that we were reading about. It's posted. We posted it yesterday. It's on the Big Jim's House Facebook page, and there are a ton of comments, which you are more than welcome to join that conversation. And then we'll also text it to you if you want. The keyword is
WWYD,
which is short for what would you do? The last part of it, it talks about this lady, Kathleen Demlow, she gave birth to two kids in 57, Gina and Jay. 62, she became pregnant by her husband's brother and moved to California. She abandoned the kids. This is what's written in this. She passed away on May 31st and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her. Wow. So should the newspaper have published this? Because it's pretty hard.
Well, you and I both agree. If it was my newspaper, I wouldn't have published it.
Yeah.
Just because I believe people, regardless of what they did while walking the earth, deserve respect and dignity when they die.
But you were just telling me something that you said that you were looking this up, researching this. So the paper knew about this and vetted this out. They read it?
Yes. Oh. And apparently some employees didn't want to publish it, but the owner of the paper forced them to.
Because it's paid, so wanted the money.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, that's the question for you this morning. 248-398-WCSX. Should the newspaper have published this? Again, there are a ton of comments here. We got calls coming in as well. 248-398-9279. Cindy, Grass Lake, good morning.
Not a whole lot. What are you doing?
Working, kinda. So what do you think?
Sounds real exciting. I think that if I was working at the newspaper station, I would publish the first part of it.
And then not run the part where they talk about abandoning the kids.
I'd leave all that derogatory stuff out.
Aaron and I both kind of lean the same way because, so they're gone. You can't really change anything. You're doing it just for you at this point, aren't you? I mean, the kids are doing it just for them.
At 5 years old, I would think that the upbringing from their father had a lot to do with the way that they feel as adults.
Right.
You know, it must have been something that was just put into their head over and over and over again. Your mom is such a bad person, etc. And I think that at some point they're going to regret saying that about their mom and having it published all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's definitely.
So I would leave that stuff out.
It's viral, right, Aaron? I mean, it's everywhere. It was trending all over the world.
Well, the thing is, too, though, it's freedom of speech. So where do you draw the line? You know, like
exactly.
Yeah, it's tricky. All right, hey Cindy, thanks for listening this morning too. We appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Have a good day, you guys.
You too. Right, there she goes. 248-398 WCSX. Wow. Mine just wants to say, ate too many cheeseburgers. Put that in there. That's fine. CSX, Big Jim's house. Def Leppard going to be here next month with Journey at Comerica. 7:31, 52 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. What would you do Wednesday? We're talking about this obituary notice that is just flying all over the country. We put it up yesterday. Close to 100 comments on the Big Jim's house Facebook page from yesterday afternoon. Just kind of set it up for us, Aaron.
A woman passed away. She was 80 years old. She had married a man in 1957, had two kids with him, but then ran off with her husband's brother,
who she was pregnant by. So she went to California.
Yep.
And when the kids were five.
And abandoned her kids, who were then raised by her parents. So when she passed away, this death notice obituary says, she will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
Damn. So the question is, should the newspaper have published this? She's not here to defend herself because she's dead. And the kids, you know, obviously published this. So that's the question on the table. 248-398-WCSX. Ton of response this morning.
Nancy says, hey, that's how her kids felt. Can't blame them. She just left them. And why shouldn't the paper print it? William says, I guess that's their way of letting go. I'm not judging. Barb says, such a shame this woman was still your mother. How terrible. Wow. No, the newspaper should not have printed that. Shame on all of them.
I get what she's saying, but I mean, your mom left you when you were five to go have another kid with your uncle. I mean, and obviously the way that she was raised, then she was raised by her parents. So your daughter is living in California with your, you see how weird this is?
It is. It's a you know, there's two sides to every story though, but I just remember something that my grandma used to tell me all the time. Not forgiving someone hurts the person still here, not the one who's passed away. So there's obviously a lot of bitterness and things that they didn't get closure on.
Yeah. Does that give you closure by doing that?
Maybe it does for them, and if that's how you're going to move on and move on with your life, then good on you, but it's so hurtful.
It is. Well, we want to hear from you guys. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Oh, I'm looking at line three. We have someone who works at one of the local papers, or did. We're going to find out about this. Should the newspaper have published this? If you want to see it, by the way, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX, keyword,
WWYD.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
7:58, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, and wow, the response to this is amazing. We're talking about, we found out from Bill, who worked for the Free Press, it's not an obit, it is a
death notice.
A death notice, that's different. A death notice is paid for by the family or friends and then published in the paper. The obit is written by the newspaper. So the death notice starts out well, Aaron, but then it kind of goes a little dark.
Yeah, it talks about this woman named Kathleen who passed away at age 80. She had gotten married in 1957 and had two children with her husband. And then 5 years later in 1962, got pregnant and ran off with her husband's brother, moved to California.
Hello!
Left Gina and Jay with her parents. And then the death notice goes on to say, she passed away and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
Wow. So the question this morning, 248-398-WCSX, should the newspaper have published this? I know it's paid for, but still, it's a small newspaper in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Small newspaper, and it's gone viral. It's all over the world. We'll send you the whole post. You can text us. The keyword would be
WWYD.
Or just search up Big Jim's House on Facebook, and there's a huge thread going on there with people going back and forth on comments. Line one. Hi, go ahead.
Hey, yeah. Whatever happened to their dad? Did he raise them?
You know, that's a great question. We don't know. Because, like, why, yeah. You know, being raised by her parents.
I have so many questions, like, was he an abuser? Were the children taught to hate her? Where's the third kid? Did she go to California to escape, like, abusive parents? Like, there's so many questions about this woman.
Yeah.
So she was 19 when she gave birth to Gina and Jay. She was 19, doing the math here. And then 5 years later, she's what, 24 when she comes pregnant by her husband's brother and goes to California.
So where's the husband? Whatever happened with him, I wonder.
And we gotta look into that now. So now we're gonna start researching Dennis Demlow. Okay. It's a great question. Where's dad in all this?
Oh, he died in 1995.
Okay, but he died. Okay, wait a minute, though. If he died in 1995, he was around.
Yeah.
So why, again, you got a great point there. Why were her parents raising the kids and he wasn't?
Exactly.
Wow.
Unless he knew that she took off. Well, it still doesn't make sense. You still want to raise your own kids.
Right.
Exactly.
Just because your brother also had kids with the same woman. See, this is we're turning this into a Lifetime movie, aren't we?
Hey, this is a good one.
There it is. Thank you for calling. 248-398-WCSX. Coming up, Aaron's been digging, doing some research. You will hear about what one of the family members have to say about this.
Oh, there's so much going on.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more to this. We'll get into it. It's Big Jim's House. What Would You Do Wednesday? 94.7 WCSX. Morning. CSX, Big Jim's House, 820. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We're our What Would You Wednesday topic about this death notice was put in a small town newspaper that has gone all around the world. People talking about it. Her name is Kathleen Demlow. If you're just tuning in this morning, we'll kind of reset this here, Aaron. She was born in 1938.
Yep.
She married Dennis.
She married Dennis.
At age 19.
Yes, she was young. She had two kids, Gina and Jay.
Now, so far, you're like, okay, normal death notice. Here's where the wheels start to come off.
5 years later, 1962, she gets pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle, and ran off to California. This is where it gets really scathing.
Now, this is what's written in the death notice. We're not just paraphrasing this. This is what's written in the death notice.
She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents. She passed away on May 31st and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
So our question originally this morning was, should the newspaper have published this? But we have gone so many different ways this morning with this. We've had a lot of questions. First one was, well, most recently we had somebody call and say, we know that the dad lived until
1995.
Okay. So are you looking for his death notice?
I'm having a hard time.
We're looking for that because we've been asking, like, okay, why after this lady left her kids with her mom, where was the dad in all this? He was still alive. We know that much.
Until 1995. Then, so why were the kids with her parents?
And then we had somebody else call and presented the theory a little while ago that maybe that the kids were the brothers, not the dads. And that's why they stayed with mom in Minnesota.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they go to California with her if she had another baby with that guy?
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of layers to this. Now, if you want to read the death notice and also some of the response, we updated the page as well from some of the family members about what their side of the story for in honor of Kathleen. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
WWYD for What Would You Do?
What Would You Do? Okay. Here's just some of the comments. We put them together, some of the most recent comments from listeners.
I've got no problem with it. It's not like she figured out the error of her ways and a couple months later went back. I mean, she left them and lived another life. You keep candy coating everything to make it where it's not offensive to anybody. You might as well call Charles Manson a devoted family man. He took in stragglers and strangers.
I think that they paid for it, and she was probably a horrible person, and they deserve to get their last word in. That made them feel better about the whole situation than go for it.
I don't care how mad I was at my mom or dad, I would never print that. Just leave it short. But everybody that knows her already knows that, and they all have their own opinion of that, and leave that go. Don't disrespect anybody after death.
There you go. Still, again, if you want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. We'd love to hear from you. You can also jump on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House. And again, we'll text it to you, the keyword, of course, being
WWYD.
Let's shift gears for a second. This has been a lot of brain this morning, a lot of thinking about this one. Let's play Battle of the Burbs because we got a pair of tickets to go see
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, that's Steven Tyler from Aerosmith at Soundboard Motor City Casino. But we need three players right now. 248-398-WCSX. We need players from
the East Side, the East Side, and the East Side.
and you'll still lose. What is going on with you guys?
No, we need somebody from the east side, someone from the west side, and someone from downriver.
All right, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Again, the winner's going to get a pair of tickets to see Steven Tyler at Soundboard, Motor City Casino, June 27th, and then you'll qualify for the dinner at Aaron's favorite buffet, the Assembly Line Buffet.
Hey, east side, under pressure.
Oh. Hear that train coming? It's coming from the west side. Steven Tyler tickets up for grabs. Soundboard, Motor City Casino. We got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at
all
that.
Right. We have Betty representing downriver, Jim the west side, Randy the east side. Betty, if you know the answer, you will yell out down. Jim, if you know the answer, you will yell out west. Randy, you will yell out east. Do not answer until you are called upon, and make sure you are super loud so we can all hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And Randy, if you don't win, you will yell out, stop it, Aaron, stop it, because she will hunt you down. Okay? All right. Good luck.
All right, question number one. Actress Reese Witherspoon says she will reprise her role as Elle Woods in a third installment of this lawyer movie series. Should I give a clue? Has a chihuahua named Bruiser?
Hair color?
Oh, no. Oh, man.
All right. You know what my barber says? Next. Did somebody take a guess
here? We got an east there.
Randy, okay, take a shot at it.
Beverly Hills?
No, not Beverly Hills.
She's from Beverly Hills in it, but the answer is Legally Blonde.
Okay,
moving
on. Okay, we got donuts on here. Okay, question number two. Fans of this Purple Rain singer are planning a three-day festival in his home state of Minnesota for what would have been his 60th birthday.
West.
Jim, go ahead.
Prince.
That's right, Prince. All right, west side with the lead. Final question.
The Washington Capitals are on the verge of winning the Stanley Cup if they beat this team tomorrow night.
East.
Randy, go ahead.
Las Vegas.
There we go. Okay, east and west are tied. One apiece. Jim and Randy, you are playing. Betty, okay, hold on a second. Here we go. Our tiebreaker question. An executive from General Motors crashed this type of car at the Indy race on Belle Isle.
East for the win.
Randy.
Corvette.
Yes! Wow. Out of nowhere.
Randy, redemption.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday,
Yay!
Randy?
Nice.
Yay. Great, James. Hey, Betty and Jim, you guys are great players. Betty, thank you so much for calling in and playing, too, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So congratulations, side. You guys won today. Congratulations. It's exciting.
Did you just skip over the east part?
I did not. I have no idea what you're talking
Wait
about.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
you
Randy,
did.
We're so proud of you representing everybody on the side. Good job, buddy.
Redemption.
I did it for you.
You did it. Oh, you did it for Aaron.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday. Have the best day ever.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Tomorrow we're gonna win again. We're gonna back to back.
I'm gonna put you on hold now, Randy.
Nice job, East Side. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Thanks, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. I feel like we've really dropped the ball this morning, Aaron. I apologize to everyone listening.
Okay.
We haven't talked about food yet. We always talk about food at least once a morning.
We talked about bacon getting stuck in my teeth.
I'm not eating that.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, unless you was it hickory smoked bacon or like maple bacon?
I think it was maple bacon.
If it's maple, maybe. Maybe. I would eat bacon tooth. I would do that one. Ooh, could be onto something here. So there's this Villa Italian Kitchen, which is one over in Sterling Heights over, is it would be Lakeside Mall?
Lakeside.
Okay, so if you work out there, we need to find out if they've got these. These being pizza bouquets you can carry down the aisle instead of flowers. We'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, would be pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. And it looks awesome.
But can you eat it? That's my question.
They said the entire thing is edible. And it even comes with a little, what do you call the flower, the guy, the boutonniere, the whatever, the course, whatever.
Oh, corsage. I'm confused.
The boutonniere, the boot in your ear. Anyway, you got to see this thing because it's a great idea.
Then if your wedding's like really long and you need a snack, you can just sit up there and be like, num, 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 num.
You would. Would you eat the bouquet before you stand?
Hell yeah, I would.
Aaron, do you taste the funnest to be in? I'm sorry, what?
Hang on one second, please. Let me swallow this bit of pepperoni.
You have to put down the sprinkle cheese so you can, like, you know, do that. Now, but imagine the fight when you threw the bouquet over your shoulder at the reception.
What if you, like, hit somebody with a slice?
No, well, what would happen is it would change the whole dynamic because fat guys would knock over all the single women trying to get to the pizza thing. I'd be out there. I'd throw elbows. You're going to get in between me and a pizza bouquet? I don't think so, man. I am all in. All right, we seriously got to find out about this because if there's a Villa Italian Kitchen, we know there's one in Sterling Heights. We also know there's one down at the airport, but it's a hell of a lot easier to go to the mall than go to the airport. So we'll check this out. Should we get one? We should get one and eat it on the air.
Just go for it?
Yeah. It's really nothing involved with you, the listener. We just want to eat pizza this morning. So, okay, pizza bouquet. It's a thing. Villa Italian Kitchen. KSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan this morning. Julian Jordan coming in next. So I was reading this story, Orangeburg, South Carolina. An uncle and his nephew recently got into a fight over a Hot Pocket. The nephew became enraged as he walked into the kitchen and saw his uncle eating his Hot Pocket. I've been there with kids, man. You heat up a Hot Pocket and you let it cool off for, like, what, 8 days so it's not lava when you bite into it and somebody else eats your Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
Not cool, man. So the two argued for several seconds before the nephew hit his uncle with a wooden board.
Damn.
It's got to be a cutting board, right? You're in the kitchen. You walk in. Your uncle's eating the Hot Pocket.
You would hope.
You look around and you grab and hit him with it. The uncle was treated and released from a local hospital. No charges were filed.
That's nuts.
I would file charges against the uncle for eating the Hot Pocket. That's sacrilege. You cannot eat someone else's Hot Pocket.
Or those pizza bites. You can't touch those either.
You can, actually. I do it all the time. If Adam makes like 10 of them, no, he's lucky if he gets 7.
I'm waiting for Adam to hit you with a board.
You better make it count, because if I wake up, I'm eating the rest of those damn pizza pockets. We're out of here. Want to say hi to Jack, Mary, and Steve, Big Apple Bagels, Grosbeck in Clinton Township. Thanks for having us on this morning. I would encourage you to continue the conversation. People still talking about what we discussed today, that death notice, the What Would You Do Wednesday.
I'm still doing research on this family.
Now, if you haven't seen it, we will text it to you. The keyword there is...
What Would You Do? WWYD.
And you can also join the conversation on our Facebook page, just Big Jim's House. We'll be back tomorrow morning. I want to talk about 18-year-olds and strippers.
What?
Yeah. This is a weird story, and it's true. You're thinking about it now.
18-year-old strippers. This story could go one of several ways.
It'd be a hell of a death notice. Died with a smile on his face. Jillian's next. Bye.
And broke.